Hello and welcome to Oxcast. We are Daily Information and we're bringing you all the events for the coming week.
That's starting off
with some theatre. This week at the Oxford Playhouse, there's a play called The Curiosity Shop, which...
Not the old Curiosity Shop.
It's a reimagining of Dickens's classic, The Old Curiosity Shop, in the present day. So it's relocated to the present day. So Nell Trent and her grandfather live above the Curiosity Shop, which is a vintage record store.
So hang on, they've updated Dickens's story to the present day
by
setting it in a record store where you buy physical, actual music encoded on hard discs.
It's vintage.
Vintage, okay, fair enough. Because I was going to say, it wouldn't be modern for much longer, would it?
No.
But so, in other words, there's lots of music in this play.
Yes, and apparently the music is very good.
Excellent.
The play is on Wednesday to Saturday, with matinees on Thursday and Saturday.
And otherwise it's all going to be sort of fairly similar, you know, Dying Nell, that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's, you know, they get turfed out onto the street, they have to they get swindled by bent lawyers, that kind of thing.
Wow, okay, sounds like a rip-roaring twists and turns. And bent lawyers, curiously appropriate even to the present day, despite their popularity in Dickens' time. Well, that sounds absolutely brilliant. I have to say, that does sound slightly depressing, though. What about if you want something a bit more sort of upbeat, you know?
Well, we do have some comedy this week, don't we?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
There's a new comedy group putting on a performance called Bulletproof Jest.
Yes, and we are actually, we have a quick interview. We spoke earlier to one of the members of the Dead Secrets group who are putting it on. He's called Philip Cotterill, and let's hear from him.
We have Philip Cotterill on the line to talk about the new comedy show coming to the old fire station at the weekend. It's called, got a good name, Bulletproof Jest. I quite like that. Hi, Philip.
Hello.
Hello.
Philip is from the group The Dead Secrets, a sketch comedy group who are putting on Bulletproof Jest.
Did you come out of Oxford Comedy Deathmatch, was that right?
That's right. A lot of us were in Oxford Comedy Deathmatch, and the sort of modus operandi behind this group was more towards sketches. We do improv as well, but we wanted to sort of explore writing in this particular group so that we could really sort of throw a lot of energy at it.
That's great. It looks like you've been doing a lot of film stuff as well, getting out in the open air. I saw your asparagus film, I think.
That's right, yes. Which was a real sort of viral surprise. Someone I know from my years ago at drama school, whose partner works for the Huffington Post in the US, reposted it on the Huffington Post, and then the next day it was ridiculous. It got like 10,000 hits in a day or something. So it was very exciting. But we do combinations of stuff. We do some audio sketches and some video sketches, and we try and post sketches occasionally online to keep people aware of the fact that we're still alive and still doing stuff. And then we do a mixture of live filmed sketches in our show this week. So it's a kind of a combination, and partly also because there are only six of us and we have to change costumes and things. So it's good to have something to alternate between live and so while we're off changing.
That sounds really good. So people can see a preview, as it were, of some of your show on YouTube then?
Some tasters of the stuff we've already done. You can find it. We do have a YouTube channel. All of our videos are also on our website, which is cannily www.thedeadsecrets.com.
Right.
What can we expect to see at the show at the weekend?
Oh, my goodness. Well, we have crime-solving chefs. We have the lesser well-known other bear that came across to England to make his living, not Paddington Bear, the other one.
Okay.
We've got some insider knowledge on two of the most awkward moments in history. We've got biblical sketches, and we've got sketches about... ordinary everyday things like trying to open those little milk sachets.
That sounds fantastic. Okay, so the show is called The Dead Secrets. It's on in the old fire station on this Friday and Saturday, the 22nd and 23rd of March.
And tickets are available from Tickets Oxford, so that's 01865 305 305.
Great. This has been Philip Cotterill. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
That's great. So, as we said, you can go and check out their videos online, see if you like the look of them. That's the Philip Cotterill from The Dead Secrets. Now, if you want something else that you probably already know, if you fancy a stroll down memory lane this week, there are two famous tribute bands playing at the New Theatre this week.
What are they?
Well, on Thursday night, you can hear the Bootleg Beatles, who provide a multimedia trip back in time. They're going to be mixing concert footage of the Beatles with live performances of their most famous hits. I know some people who've seen them. They say that they are amazingly convincing, and the only performer who doesn't exactly capture his Beatle is the guy playing Ringo Starr, because apparently he's a much better singer than Ringo Starr was. Seems a bit unfair, but there we go. Then the Illegal Eagles will be performing this Saturday. Now guess who they're a tribute back for?
The Eagles?
No, it's actually Beautiful South, but thanks for playing. No, they are, of course, the Eagles, and they will be playing all the greatest hits of Joe Walsh and company.
So maybe going back to the 60s isn't quite enough nostalgia for you.
I know. I always feel that I want, say, you know, really something from earlier, maybe 3 or 4 decades earlier. Have you got anything that for me like that?
Well, yes, you're in luck, Alwyn. They are screening 2 classic Charlie Chaplin films at the Ultimate Picture Palace in East Oxford on Saturday, this coming Saturday. Mm-hmm. It's a great mix of music and pre-war cinema, all the classic sketches there, seeing them just as audiences in the 1920s would have seen them, accompanied by live music, provided by gypsy funk band The Mighty Wurlitzer.
Did they have gypsy funk in the 1920s?
I'm sure they did. I'm sure.
Brilliant.
There'll also be some vintage cartoon shorts, so it's going to be a real blast from the past.
Wow, that is actually really cool, actually. So all the silent films, obviously, are going to have the soundtracks provided for you live.
Yeah,
that sounds brilliant.
Sounds great.
Yeah, and of course the Ultimate Picture Palace, I believe, is one of the cinemas in Oxford that's been there from when cinemas first sprouted in like the 1920s, must be coming up to one of its major birthdays. The Phoenix Picture House, Oxford's other major independent cinema, of course, celebrated its 100th birthday just last week. Brilliant. Okay, well, I've got something else, sort of a bit unusual, a bit out of the ordinary. It's a quirky piece of theatre, which is on the beginning of next week. It's called Me, Myself, and Miss Gibbs. Mm-hmm. Yes, not Me, Myself, and Irene. It's a one-woman show by performer Francesca Milliken-Slater. Now, in 2003, she bought a second-hand postcard from 1910. It's all pre-war
it's,
here.
It's all back in time,
yeah,
this week.
Yeah, I know, it really is. But anyway, this second-hand postcard was addressed to a Miss Gibbs, and it simply said, "Be careful tomorrow, A.C." Now, this piqued Francesca's interest, and basically this show is her story as she tries to find out who Miss Gibbs was and why she needed to be careful.
Wow, so it's like a detective story.
Absolutely, yeah. So she goes through the historical research. It's sort of part theatre, part history, part sort of mystery, imagination, because she investigates what dangers could have befallen a woman. So she wonders whether she was kind of a suffragette activist who was going to go and chain herself to some railings, or whether she was involved in some sort of fierce murder plot. And then she talks about going and researching the genealogy and looking at the census records, seeing if she could find Miss Gibbs. And apparently the answer is quite interesting.
Really? So yes, she found her?
She did track her down, yes, but I fear saying anything more may spoil the plot of the entire thing. Just go along
with
it.
That sounds really interesting.
It does, doesn't it? And I think it's really nice to have another show that kind of breaks out of the shackles of ordinary theatre. Mm. It's not sort of one person standing on stage pretending to be a character. It really is a kind of a real story. And often I think real mysteries, they're often unsatisfying, but at the same time, there's something very appealing about knowing that it's true, isn't it? Knowing that it's real. Anyway, that is on the Burton Taylor Studio, Monday and Tuesday next week. So if you like the sound of it, head along. And I think that's all we have time for this week.
We've been Daily Info, bringing you events for this week.
Absolutely.
And we'll see you next week.
Thanks very much.